Good morning, everybody. How are you? You feel good today? I know you've had to do a lot of mental work, so I really acknowledge you and thank you for hanging in there with me. You know, a conversation, the relationship between us is such that I can only go where I'm sort of given permission to go. And I felt that the sort of quality of listening this entire weekend has been very, very rich, so I thank you for that. All right. Please join with me and take the hand of the person who is seated next to you. We see in the middle of our mind a little ball of golden light, and we watch this light as it begins to grow larger and larger until now it covers the entire inner vision of our mind. We see for ourselves within this light a beautiful temple. We see a garden that surrounds the temple and a body of water that flows through the garden. We see that the inside of the temple is lit by this same beautiful golden light. And here we are, for we have been drawn together by the power and in the presence of God. We devote our time spent together and all of our relationships with one another to Him. We ask that His most Holy Spirit be upon us and lift us above all thoughts of limitation and fear and conflict and sorrow to the love and to the peace that lay beyond. And so it is, together we all say, amen. My hope is that when you leave this place today, you will feel fortified. When we talk about the temple, we're talking about something literal. A Course in Miracles says that the altar to God is within the mind. Much of what we're talking about this weekend, what we talk about anytime we're talking about larger spiritual metaphysical principles, is in its own way quite simple. And let's remember that. Complexity, the Course in Miracles says, is of the ego. Everybody here comes with their own dramas. Everybody here comes with their own issues. And it is only reasonable to assume that when we leave this place, we will in our lives encounter more dramas and more issues. But when it comes to spiritual truth, there is only one truth. And in its own way, it is very simple. A Course in Miracles says that we think we have many different problems. We really only have one, and that is our separation from God. The simple truth is that God is. God is. God is indestructible. God is eternal. And God is love. God is all that exists, the Course in Miracles says. God is the ultimate reality of all things, and what is all-encompassing can have no opposite. Therefore, when we are thinking without love, i.e., when we are separated from God, we're actually not thinking at all. We are hallucinating. And this mortal hallucination, which in the Course in Miracles and also in Buddhism is called illusion, Buddha called it Maya, that illusion appears to be as real as does ultimate reality. As a matter of fact, living on this planet, which is dominated by thoughts of illusion or fear, and because the body's senses register the illusion rather than registering ultimate reality, often it is the illusion that feels more real than the truth. Now, to the extent to which we allow ourselves to remain in the thoughts that both manufacture and foster the illusion, we are headed for pain. It's really quite simple. The pain can take all different kinds of forms. Some of the forms we've talked about here this weekend, there are many other forms as well. The point is, all of those forms of pain bespeak one thing, and that is the absence of that which ends all pain. That is the absence of love or the absence of forgiveness. So I hope that all of us leave here fortified in several main principles or points. Number one, any situation that we experience outside a context of the sacred, therefore outside the context of our recognizing the experience, no matter what it is, as our opportunity, not just the other person's opportunity. The ego specializes in that. It's all about them, you see. It's all about their issues. Or another form that it takes is if they would join with me in the Course in Miracles, you see. And it's not about whether or not they join with us in the Course in Miracles.